News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First, let's turn to that story. Gardaí investigating a suspected murder-suicide following the deaths of a father and his 12-year-old son in Dublin. The bodies of Oisín O'Reilly and his father Wayne were discovered at separate properties yesterday morning. Conor Lally is the Irish Times crime and security editor who joins us now. Conor, just give us the background to this deeply distressing case.
Yes, as you say, Shane, a really sad case. The alarm was raised yesterday morning when the remains of Wayne O'Reilly were found at a proper in the back garden of a property on Cherry Orchard Drive. Now, obviously, when his remains were found, Gardaí strongly suspected that he had taken his own life. And he had been looking after his son, Oisín, overnight. And obviously the concern was then the whereabouts and the welfare of the boy. So a Garda team went to Wayne O'Reilly's own home in Clondalkin. They forced their way in and they found Oisín O'Reilly's remains there. So obviously an inquiry then began, and the strongest line of inquiry being taken at the moment is that this is a case of murder-suicide. Now, we know from speaking to some of Wayne O'Reilly's friends at the scene yesterday that he had suffered from some form of mental health issues. He had actually vanished with his son last October, and on that occasion, the Gardaí launched an appeal for information about their whereabouts. They had both turned up then about 48 hours later, safe and well. But really, from that time, there were concerns about Wayne O'Reilly's state of mind. He seemed to be doing, you know, he seemed to be in better form, if you like, more recently. And as I say, he did have custody of his son sometimes under a shared arrangement with his former partner. But obviously something went badly wrong the other night, and this has now transpired in both Wayne and Oisín O'Reilly being found dead. So the Gardaí investigation is underway. Gardaí waiting on the results of postmortems on the remains of both victims. But they certainly believe at this point that this is a case of suicide and murder.
Tusla have said the boy and his family were known to the agency.
Yeah, Tusla had been in touch with the family and had been working with them for some time. Now, look, it isn't the case where Oisín O'Reilly was ever in care or anything like that. But I think because they had vanished, because he had vanished last October with his father, there were concerns around that. And there were also some concerns around Wayne O'Reilly's behaviour before that. So Tusla had been in touch with the family, but as I say, Oisín hadn't been in care, and you know, there were no extreme concerns, as I understand it, around him of late. But obviously that situation has, you know, clearly escalated and ended in tragedy here.
Yeah, there is a photograph accompanying your story on the front page of the Irish Times, Conor, and I think it just captures the shock and distress that neighbours are feeling, because they are there at the scene looking shocked and very, very distressed. There must be a complete sense of stunned bewilderment in the area.
Yeah, I mean, I really got a sense of shock when I went out to both scenes really yesterday. I mean, this came completely out of the blue for people, obviously. And there always really is, extreme shock when a child has died. I mean, this is a very young boy. He was in primary school. He should be going to school today. And indeed, some of the locals did speak to us to express their shock. Others really didn't want to talk. When Oisín O'Reilly's remains were taken from that property in Clondalkin yesterday afternoon, local people were on the street. They formed a guard of honour for him as his remains were taken away. And really, people just were in stunned, you know, silence at the scene. They couldn't quite comprehend what was after happening.
Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. I should say, if you have been affected by anything raised in this report, you can contact Samaritans on 116 123.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.